only major candidate who opposed this war from the beginning. And as president, I will end it.
We need more troops, more helicopters, more satellites, more Predator drones in the Afghan border region.
Second, I will cut tens of billions of dollars in wasteful spending.
That's why we can send 15,000 more troops, 20,000 more troops, 30,000 more troops. I don't know.
We have a serious problem. We don't talk about much how we got here. We talk about how we're going to patch it up. The bubble has been burst.
Court is now in session. I say with much pride, court is now in session.
We obviously have a serious problem on our hands.
Court is now in session. I say with much pride, court is now in session.
They want is secrecy. Every time they say that they don't want oversight, what we don't want you to know is the details.
Come on, it's ridiculous. 9/11 was done by people in our own government and our own banking system to perpetuate the fear of the American people into subordinating themselves to anything the government wants them to do.
If you look at Obama's voting record, I mean, he has voted this, you know, not to end the war. He has voted to finance the war. So his rhetoric is playing to the people that come my way. But he is every bit as much of an intervention. He wants to send more troops in Afghanistan. He wants to broaden the military. So I think it's a fraud what he's talking about when he wants to really get out of Iraq. But that's, I think that's a fraud.